Hello? Breakfast for one at 9, please. Green figs, yogurt, coffee, very black. Thank you.
Well, those are the good old days. It is the rare hotel these days that has 24-hour room service for someone like James Bond. The boom in the hotel business in the U.S. right now is in low-cost suite hotels that offer a free buffet breakfast and no restaurant on the premises. If you want food delivered, the front desk will be happy to give you a list of pizza places in the neighborhood. Yes, the grand hotel days have been over for a while, and now one of the holdouts is calling it quits on room service altogether. New York's biggest hotel, the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, is canceling its room service for 2,000 rooms. Jacob Tomsky joins us now. He's the author of Heads in Beds, a behind-the-scenes memoir of the hotel industry. Jacob, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
What fond memories do you have of room service, and what's the impact in the hallways of hotels, do you think, of this decision?
It's pretty large. There's a lot of employees on the line here when it comes to room service, more than you'd think. I think initially people consider just the room service attendants, the ones who bring the food, but often there's a dedicated kitchen for room service, dispatch, and people who take the calls and the orders. So it's a pretty big change in the business, and for those at the Hilton, quite a few jobs lost.
And, you know, it's about expectations. With the growth of low-cost hotels, the expectation that you have to have room service goes away, and that's an invitation for hotels to really cut costs.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen this trend continue on even now with pod hotels. Services are continually shrinking. Sometimes room sizes are shrinking. And it's, you know, the hotel is adapting to the market, and oftentimes service is the first to go.
So what's going to happen to all those trays, those carts? I mean, we're going to be in a landfill somewhere?
No, they'll actually probably sell them. I know for a fact from my time in the business that when a hotel goes through renovation and if they change, you know, the plateware, if they change actually the furniture in the room, then it's usually it goes on sale somewhere. So there's a lot of people with hotel things in their house. They might not even know it.
Where is the room service you know, nostalgic 24-hour room service? Where is that alive and well in the world? If it's leaving New York, and there are still hotels where you can do room service, and there probably will be for a while, but everywhere in the world is not like, you know, the strip mall hotels that have the grab-and-go breakfasts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, New York is one of the homes of room service. I mean, of course, it was invented at the Waldorf Astoria, I believe in the 1930s. And, you know, the Plaza has a wonderful room service, and that will never go away. And one of the reasons it will never go away is because the star rating for the hotel systems, having a 24-hour room service is integral to getting a 4- and 5-star rating, which is very important for a hotel to have. So because of that, hotels have already been sort of putting up with room service to a degree just to achieve these star and diamond ratings. So that will continue.
I love that. Room service was invented at the Waldorf in the 30s. What do you think happened? Oh, couldn't you just bring it up here? I'm so tired. Please, just. And then, wow, we've invented room service.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a huge change. And now, unfortunately, it looks like it's shrinking away.
Most expensive thing you ever ordered, Jacob, before we go?
Well, I was always working at the desk, which I wrote about in Heads in Beds. But, you know, I know there's $10,000 omelets in the city. I know that. Made with caviar, I believe.
All right. Glad to know they exist. Jacob Tomsky, author of Heads in Beds, a reckless memoir of hotels, hustles, and so-called hospitality on the decline, the ending of room service by the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.